You're listening to the Greg Swame Show, baby.
Oh, welcome. Sunday, start of the week, excited, and yeah, you know, about, oh, maybe Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, I'm getting some guests signed up for, we're going to talk NIL, you know, which, hey, let's be honest, NIL, last week I was praising the glory of NIL because it gave us something to talk about during that little dead month before football starts. Well, guess what? Something much bigger happened on Wednesday, I think all of you know. Oklahoma, Texas, going to go to the SEC, and you know, people are going, well, will they? That's done. They just didn't want it out there so soon. Texas A&M wanted to sabotage the whole deal, got with their favorite beat reporter, put the thing out there at the SEC media days, and it blew up on Wednesday afternoon. And, hey, man, the rest is history. We are going to talk about that a lot here in about 15 minutes. We're first going to have on Matt Chapman, our weekly visit with Sports Thread. He'll check in here after the first break. And then we're going to have Chris Plank on. And Chris, I loved Chris. Chris got me on his shows back in the day in Tulsa when he was kind of starting out. And, of course, he's with the Sooner Network now. And don't boo. We have Sooners listening, too. But, hey, great guy. You would not have as many problems with the Sooners, you Cowboy fans, if everybody was like Chris Plank. He's fair, and we'll talk to him. And there's a lot of unfair ones I've been listening to the last couple of days, but Chris is very fair. Of course, he's also a Big 12 guy on Sirius XM, works with Fox as well. Well-rounded guy, but he's with the Sooner Network too, so he'll give us good perspective on the Big 12. Obviously, OU, Texas, all that. I'm hearing the craziest rumors. Ohio State going, you guys are making what? We're up here in this conference where we have no peers in football, and they don't, since Michigan's kind of died out. And, of course, Penn State still probably feeling the after effects of the Joe Pa thing. And, you know, I worked with speaking of Penn State, I want to give a shout-out to Christian Catt. He's a sports director at Chisholm Trail in Enid. I got asked over the weekend to do the national championship of the basketball league. And we did that last night. Enid Outlaws beat the Syracuse Stallions in convincing fashion late and won the championship. And we did that game on national television. It was very, very fun to do, and very talented young man. He is a New Yorker, but he's a Penn State grad as well. So want to give him a shout-out. Really enjoyed working with Chris Christian last night. Want to thank Dave Magley as well, the president of the league, for having us out. And I tell you what, it was just a lot of fun. Great, great crowd, sellout crowd. It was a whiteout. I'm wearing the T-shirt right now representing the Enid Outlaws. They gave out T-shirts to everybody coming in, and I even wore a suit and tie last night. Yeah, I know. Most of you know me, know I am definitely, you know what, I had not worn a suit and tie since before the pandemic, and found out yesterday afternoon when I was getting ready to get dressed that my suit and tie no longer fits. So I might have gained a few LBs, and but it's okay. It's all good. Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll have on Matt Chapman from Sports Thread and talk about recruiting, and we will have Chris Plank on the second half hour. Looking forward to that, and we're going to talk. I put on Twitter, we'll be talking conference realignment. We'll do that after these messages. You're listening to Greg Swame Show here on KSPI.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best, and sign up today online at gregswame.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
Hey, sports fans, is your team playing in one of our many Oklahoma City, Edmond, or Bethany tournaments? Forget about being voluntold to organize hotel arrangements and call me, Stephanie. I have four great hotels that are sure to meet your team's needs. Come stay with us at the Holiday Inn Oklahoma City North Quail Springs, Holiday Inn Oklahoma City Airport, Staybridge Suites Oklahoma City Airport, and Holiday Inn Express and Suites Bethany. Call me, Stephanie, for the Greg Swain rate at 405-429-4400.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a 5-day, 4-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
This weather forecast is brought to you by the Smoky Pokey and the Cowboy Travel Plaza. The National Weather Service continues with the heat advisory through this evening. Partly cloudy this evening, overnight clouds and a 40% chance of scattered thunderstorms in 72. And partly cloudy Monday, not as hot, 95, 30% chance of storms through the day.
Hey guys, this is KC with the Smoky Pokey inside the Cowboy Travel Plaza. Are you looking for a place to grab a quick lunch? We got it. We just added a big half-pound Fat Daddy Cattleman's Burger to the menu, so come see us. Don't forget, the Smoky Pokey's open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. So saddle up the horses and head out west to Highway 51 and I-35, where the beer is cold and the boots are free on Friday. Go Pokes.
And welcome back. A Super Sunday, and we've got a super guy joining us right now, Matt Chapman. And Matt makes my job a lot easier on Sports Thread. Anytime I need some help, computer stuff, whatever, I get hold of this guy. He helps me out. Matt Chapman joins us. Matt, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good. Nice to hear your voice, man.
Yeah. Hey, you on a landline or are you on a cell?
I'm on a cell phone.
Okay. I was going to say, it's not a total great line, but we'll go with it. And what you got to talk about today in the world of recruiting with Sports Thread?
Nothing much, man. I mean, I would say right now, I think what everyone's been saying, the big thing that's been going on in, not necessarily the world of recruiting, but in amateur athleticism, has been this NIL stuff. I was kind of curious to hear your thoughts about it. And you know, I know everyone's been seeing everything about, you know, the young quarterback over at Alabama and just, you know, these guys being able to kind of finally get some benefits from their likenesses.
We had on an agent last week who is an NIL agent, and those things are popping up all over the place. But this guy has been with the Air Force, comes very well recommended. We had him on, and he's able to help kids not only to maybe get what would they be most likely to get or best able to get as far as NIL, name, image, likeness. But also, he was helping kids maybe get out of deals that were bad. There are some cannabis companies coming right after some of these young athletes. Some of them have yet to play a day of college football or basketball or any sports. Some of them have yet to start their senior season. And that's, you know, this is the wild, wild west. And all these things happen at once. I was kind of joking earlier today. I had Tuesday night, I was lining up another guest for NIL because this is the thing we were all talking about until Wednesday. Yeah. And Wednesday, everything changed with Oklahoma and Texas, the news breaking out that they're heading to the SEC.
We can get into that. We can get into that too, because as you know, and as I said on last time I was on, I'm a massive Texas A&M fan. My family are all Texas A&M Aggies. So that news definitely struck close.
Well, I thought of you when the Aggies kind of said, hey, wait a minute. We jumped in the SEC away from the Big 12 to kind of get out of the shadow of Texas. I don't know if that's a good term, but I've got a lot of I've got friends, I've got family members who've went to A&M, to Texas, to Texas Tech, pretty much all the non-private Big 12 schools or former Big 12 schools. Right. And you know, I felt bad for A&M, but you know what? Guess what? We're opposite, but in a way feeling the same about our in-state brethren kind of hosing us over a little bit as an Oklahoma State grad. You know, I wouldn't mind them. Listen, hey, all's fair in love, war, and recruiting and conference realignment and all that. It's all about money grab. It's not, I mean, I think Texas knows full well they're not going to go in and win the SEC, let alone the SEC West, regardless of how, you know, if they move Alabama and Auburn into the East and that kind of thing. Missouri's right. Not happy about it. I'm sure Missouri and Texas A&M will vote no. You need one more vote to keep it from happening, but even if that happens, and this would be fine with Texas A&M, not so fine maybe with some others, I heard just today they're going to the Big Ten if they're not going to the SEC, and they're kind of negotiating now. But during that time, they called Ohio State, and Ohio State goes, you guys are getting what? And Ohio State, you know, I'm not saying they're going to go to the SEC. I mean, but, hey, stranger things have happened, and this is no longer about geography. Let's be totally honest.
No, it's like anything else. All you have to do is follow the money, and you can see why some of these schools are making the decisions that they want to make. And Sankey over the SEC, if there's one thing that he's been able to do well, is he's positioned that conference to become the premier athletic college conference in the country. And he has at least the viewership and the TV deal numbers to back it up. And so, you know, from an outsider's perspective, kind of looks like he's trying to make a super conference, you know, some type of super conference. And I was listening to a couple podcasts I listened to, and I think we're seeing the beginning stages, at least in the college football realm, of college football looking more into a NFL style, not necessarily like, you know, the money and stuff, but kind of going away from the conferences. All the Power Five conference teams are in one league, right? And then playoff formats and stuff like that. Now, I don't think that would happen in the next, you know, 4 to 5 years, because there's a bunch of contracts and all that have already been signed for years in the future. But it seems like this might be the first step towards kind of that happening, which, you know, there's a lot of gives and takes on that. But the interesting thing I saw today also was that apparently the Big 12 has reoffered OU and Texas a new kind of business deal almost for more revenue to come their way. So it's, you know, that, I mean, it's rare in college sports that you find a headline that completely grabs the complete media attention of the sports world, especially with, you know, MLB trade deadline coming up here in the next 24 hours for trades. The Olympics are going on, but no, that took the media world by storm.
I saw, you know, if it would have been normal times, this would have been perfect time for me to watch. We call this the dog days of summer, when, you know, pretty much July and most of August is just dead. We're talking about hopefully college football and maybe the preseason games and stuff like that. I mean, we're just looking for stuff to talk about post-corona, and although we're still in corona, sadly. But that being said, I'm, you know, this thing affects, I'm shocked. I mean, because the last round of conference realignment a decade ago, I got 4,000 followers on Twitter in one day. One day. And so I knew, you know, here about 23, 24, you know, here in a couple of years, when these contracts ran out and they renegotiated, that, you know, we'll talk conference realignment again. But, you know, I feel like, in a way, I feel like Michael Corleone in Godfather 3, they pulled me back in again, you know, because I really wasn't prepared to talk about this. And then there it is, Wednesday afternoon. My son calls me. He's like, Dad, did you just hear OU in Texas going to the SEC? It affects everybody who even thinks about sports. And the reason is,
right,
it's not just OU in Texas. It's not just the SEC and the Big 12. This is going to force things to happen quickly because nobody wants to be left out high and dry. The last time the Big 12 lost four teams, they had to pick up too late. Probably teams, you know, in TCU and West Virginia. West Virginia made no sense geographically, but they were probably one of the best ones out there that they could go ahead and get. And, you know, then they lose their, what was the name of the commissioner before Bowlesby, but anyway, I'll think of it here in a second. But Bowlesby hasn't invited anybody, and I've been a big proponent of BYU. I go back 40-some mm-hmm. years ago. I was dating a girl who was LDS here in Stillwater going to college, and I went to church with her a couple times on Saturdays, and this is before anybody had satellite, right? We had cable, maybe. I think cable had just come to Stillwater. We had we were able to go to the LDS church, otherwise people know as Mormon, and we watched the BYU games on satellite. And the churches all over the country and the world, because, as you know, the LDS church gets out there and has missionaries, mm-hmm. and, you know, they're a very large and growing church. And so they have a worldwide audience that others just don't have. And if you're LDS, wherever you are in the world, man, you're a BYU fan, just kind of ipso facto. And so I knew then, and I'm sure it's much, much, much bigger now with all the technology out there. Matter of fact, I know it is. I think I have more BYU followers than any other university except the two in the state of Oklahoma, which makes sense. But yeah, I've got right. a ton of BYU. Anytime I post something about BYU, it's like 140 likes in the hour, you know, and so I can kind of gauge it that way. And I love BYU, man. I'm not LDS, but I appreciate the sincerity. Yeah, Dan Beebe. Thank you. Appreciate that. Dan Beebe was the former commissioner of the Big 12, and Bill Van Ness had it ready for me. But they've not invited anybody. I mean, you know, they invited West Virginia and TCU last time around, and those are good programs. Glad to have them. I realize we'll probably lose West Virginia to the ACC. That makes a lot more sense, and I hope – I love West Virginia fans, too. I hope they get what's mm-hmm. – I hope this thing turns out good for the other eight programs, but reality tells me it's not going to end well for Baylor, who just won a national championship in basketball. They've been flirting with a couple of playoff football teams. And mm-hmm. you know, the reason they are in this conference, because Ann Richards, former governor of Texas, was a Baylor grad, and she basically twisted the arm of the Aggies and the Longhorns and the state legislature and got it done.
Well,
of course, A&M and Texas are both gone now. There is no more Ann mm-hmm. Richards. She passed away long ago. And I can tell you, if the rest of the big, the eight teams left in the Big 12 get invited to the Pac 12, some of them, four of them maybe, or the Big 10, as we started here, and I would have told you Wednesday, no chance. Oklahoma State, my alma mater, gets invited to the Big Ten, but guess what? I was wrong. They're going to drop that clause on AAU certification or accreditation or whatever, some academic thing that is way above my pay grade. But, it's going to be so interesting. I can't wait for tomorrow. I've been listening to sports radio, not only live, but there's so many. My timeline on, I don't know if you call it timeline on YouTube, just blew up with all these podcasts and radio shows and things like that talking nothing but conference realignment. So that's what I've been doing all day in between my phone ringing and asking me questions and getting me on their shows and things like that to talk about it. So that and NIL and we haven't even talked about the transfer portal. Just a year or two ago, if I transported you to now and told you all these things are happening, you'd have locked me up.
Oh yeah, I mean the world of, and it's good for the young kids to know the world of college athletics as we've known it. Probably I would say the last probably 5, 6, 7 years it's been pretty stable as far as just everything going the way it's been going. But it's going to drastically change. I mean it's going to be a whole different world in the next 3 to 4 years across all sports. This doesn't just affect football. This affects baseball, track and field, swimming, soccer, softball, everything.
It affects every young athlete out there because the school they're getting ready to go to might move up. It might move down. Mm-hmm. They don't know, and it's going to affect their recruiting. So we're talking about probably 10 million folks or more are directly affected by the decisions that these schools will make, and I think it's going to be sooner than later, don't you?
Oh, I completely agree. I mean, keep in mind there was a time, and there's still been murmurs from what I understand going on of the presidents and the ADs of all the Power 5 conferences that they've been itching to get out of the NCAA for a little bit now, and it sounds like they've been trying to get some things in place to make that happen too. So the next, my prediction is the next 5 to 8 years, it's not going to look the same at all, which is, goods and bads. There's goods and bads to everything. I just hope that, the powers that be that are essentially handling the future careers of these athletes have a plan in place, right, and do it right.
Buddy, always great having you on. Give my best to all the folks in Denver at Sports Thread. Folks, you need to get that Sports Thread app. It is a game changer as well as some of these other things in recruiting for sure. Free of charge, won't cost you one penny.
Well, keep in mind, and we talked about that NIL thing early on. SportsNet is a free platform and a great way to kind of for kids to learn themselves and how to make themselves into their own brand, right? As a youth athlete, right?
Yes.
Posting on SportsNet, getting your name out there, posting highlights. We post you guys on our social medias and stuff like that, right? So it's a great, great app to download to get that first step and kind of like a learning tool, right, to learn how you can start positioning yourself as an athlete and branding you yourself as an athlete so that when you're ready to go, you have years of experience by the time you choose your school or if you're lucky enough to go beyond that and you know how to handle all of it.
Maybe I'm a Christian T-shirt maker or apparel company, athletic apparel, and I see a young Christian athlete out there that just says, does all the right things, a terrific ball player, and I get a hold of them and I go, hey, I'm kind of interested in signing you a contract. I mean, if you're on SportsThread, they're going to find you because all 2,000 colleges in every sport are on SportsThread looking for athletes.
Right.
Well,
right.
Now with the NIL, there may be some sponsors going. That's going to be their first stop as well.
Yeah, and they're going to want to see everything. They're going to look at it, right? They're going to make sure you're a standout athlete and a good image someone that is a promotable, right, okay. which is all important.
Love to talk to you more about NIL for sure and conference realignment. It was fun talking with you today. Give my best to all the good folks at SportsThread, and we'll get you guys on next week.
Yes, sir. I'm down. And then if you ever do a preseason college football show, more than happy to hop on
that.
And put my two cents in that.
Well, we'll be doing that in a few weeks, Matt. So plan on it, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Matt Chapman, Sports Thread. Appreciate him. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. My man Chris Plank talking a little conference realignment after this.
This is Sports Thread. And this is the new free Sports Thread app. Changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the SportsThread app today. SportsThread, it's always free.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a five-day, four-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Hey, sports fans. Is your team playing in one of our many Oklahoma City, Edmond, or Bethany tournaments? Forget about being voluntold to organize hotel arrangements and call me, Stephanie. I have four great hotels that are sure to meet your team's needs. Come stay with us at the Holiday Inn Oklahoma City North Quail Springs, Holiday Inn Oklahoma City Airport, Staybridge Suites Oklahoma City Airport, and Holiday Inn Express and Suites Bethany. Call me, Stephanie, for the Greg Swain rate at 405-429-4400.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
The best deals in Stillwater are coming to your favorite radio stations. Stillwater Radio is proud to present the Half Price Store, featuring your favorite places in and around Stillwater.
This week's Half Price deal features Vertical Vape on Main Street. Starting this Friday, you can get two $25 gift certificates to Vertical Vape for only $25.
Visit StillwaterRadio.net and click Half Price Deals for all of the details. Money.
And welcome back. It's Super Sunday. Guy joining us right now that I thought of first. I mean, when this thing came down Wednesday, when we were already working on an NIL show, and then, you know, OU and Texas, I think Texas A&M let it out of the bag. Let's be honest about it at the SEC Media Days. But Chris Plank joins us right now, and he's such a great guest because not only is he with the Sooner Network, but he also is Big 12 guy with Sirius XM, Fox, all that good stuff. Matter of fact, Chris, I heard you kind of previewing us a little bit here about 45 minutes ago on another channel. As I was driving in, you thought you were going to get sandbagged. No, not by me. You know me better than that, buddy. But Chris used to have us on his Tulsa show back in the day, and always appreciate folks that have helped me out. But, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, he's probably the guy to get on here now because he could talk pretty much every facet of the, you know, every little minute detail of this whole conference realignment thing. But when did you find out about this first on Wednesday, Chris?
When Brent Zwerman's tweet got tweeted into my timeline.
Okay.
I mean, I it's kind of funny. I've gone back and forth. I mean, I'm not going to pretend like I talk to a lot of the beat guys. You know, they've got their job. I've got my job, and I'm not into scoops. But I also am in a situation where I want to know. You know, I'm nosy. I want to know. I want to know what's going on. And I honestly had no idea until we actually got to that situation where the tweet was out and people were talking about it and it was all over my timeline. I mean, I legit, Greg, from all those guys I've talked to, nobody, and I mean nobody really had a deal exactly what was going on. Everyone was pretty surprised. I would say it's even more surprising than Bob Stoops' retirement whenever this all went down.
Well, and we would probably, I would say, wouldn't know today. We probably wouldn't know tomorrow. We probably wouldn't know for a couple weeks at least if A&M hadn't gotten, you know, butthurt a little bit and said, hey, we can't have this. We tried to get away from these guys. You know, we're taking losses that we shouldn't be taking for the money, but to also get out of the shadow of the University of Texas, which has always been big brother. And, you know, I'm an OSU grad, but listen, I know where we're at this in the scope of things. I know where Oklahoma's at. I said, you know, I kind of feel like Auburn sometimes. We're pretty good, but gosh, we just have the unfortunate deal that Big Brother is right down the road, and he's one of the top four or five programs in the country. So, and you know, people go, I've been on a couple shows as well this week. People go, you know, is Oklahoma had to have Texas drag him in? I go, no, I think it was the opposite, actually, because Oklahoma's an exciting program. They score a lot of points. They have for a long time. They, you know, seemingly every other year have a Heisman Trophy candidate at quarterback. You know, I take my orange, you know, panties off and think about it. It's, hey, they're one of the top programs in the country. They're an exciting pro. I watch them every Saturday, you know. Do I want them to win? Well, I'm not going to say that. But because it helps my program if they lose. People go, you know, my wife, who's in one of those mixed families, OU, OSU, says, well, why can't you root for them? I go, well, you know, they beat us all the time. How about that? But so they're going to a place where, gosh, I mean, it's going to be hard enough to win your division and then your conference, and you might get a couple more losses than you win the Big 12. I mean, OU hadn't gone 11 or 12-0 in the Big 12 in a long time. So this has got to be about money. It's a money grab if I had to break it down to something. You agree?
I think money's a major part of it. I think legacy, you know, to be in the SEC, I think 12-team playoff, I think TV has a role in this. I think what third-tier rights might not be in the better part of the next, you know, couple of years as to what they were. I think that, you know, in a lot of ways, just wanting to juice up that home schedule and maybe things that are a little different, and that's not a, you know, that's something in 30 years from now, people are like, oh, gosh, is it Mississippi State again? So that's obviously a very short-term thing. But, yeah, Greg, I think money's a major player in this. I think in I think in a lot of ways, when you think about just football, that's the bread and butter, right? You're a big basketball guy. You understand that, you know, the SEC isn't what the Big 12 was basketball-wise, but in every other sport, it's pretty significant the improvement that you have as far as where that conference is as it is in comparison to the rest of the country. And for me, I'm big on the softball side of things. It's huge for Patty Gasso. But none of those are taken into consideration when you're talking about a move like this. This is all about football. And I think there's another angle to this that'll be interesting to follow, because Oklahoma's trying to continue to rebuild its football stadium. They're adding a lot there. I can't help but wonder if maybe this is something that'll help juice up the donors that want to get involved in adding to the football stadium, right, or building the new softball stadium or helping out with baseball. So I think this is a move that, yes, money's at the core of it, but it's money in a lot of different facets, too, that I think help make a difference.
Chris Plank joins us, and, of course, Plank Show on Twitter. You need to follow him. He's a great follow, particularly when it comes to what's going on at Oklahoma, what's going on in the Big 12, the SEC, all that, because you do Big 12 shows, you know, and on satellite radio and all that good stuff. But I'm going to hope for you, if this thing happens, and it looks like it's going to, that you'll be part of the SEC network.
You know, that's the hope, and that's kind of the surprise in all of this is, you know, you go from a situation where everything felt pretty good about where the Big 12 was and about where they were, not just in the short term, Greg, but I felt really good about where they were in the long term, too. I thought that they had built a pretty good foundation with, you know, what they'd done with their TV rights and with how, you know, the Big 12 Plus or whatever it was, I felt like that had been a big deal for them. Thank you, guys. So I'm sitting here getting my family's dinner picked up while I talk to you, Greg.
I understand.
But I thought with what the Big 12 had done and how they positioned things and with the Longhorn Network seeming like it wasn't going anywhere, I felt like that the Big 12 had a good plan. I felt like they were in a good spot. And, you know, I know that there's going to be a lot of the Costanza mindset where it's not you, it's me, right? And I think you're going to
love the Seinfeld reference as always.
Right. Where you'll hear that quite a bit, that, hey, this isn't anything that the Big 12 didn't do. It's something that the SEC is able to provide and that they did. But, you know, Greg, there's a part of me that just, something had to happen, right? I mean, there had to be something. And I know a lot of people will point to Oklahoma and the Nebraska start time being at 11 a.m. And, hey, that was the final nail in the coffin. And I can't fathom that one start time would be enough for someone to say, all right, that's it, we're leaving. But I think maybe it's a culmination of things and that frustration. And believe me, I know that for some people they might kind of say, really? But the 11 a.m. start times had really become a major problem.
It'd be a major problem for me. It's a major problem for media. It's a major problem for anybody. But, I mean, there will still be 11 o'clock start times, I would assume, in that conference, in the SEC.
Yeah, I mean, Greg, just lost you there for a second.
No problem.
I would say it's frustrating. It was frustrating. But I keep going back to what you said earlier. It does get back to the money. It does get back to the finances. It does get back to the increased potential capacity if you add onto your stadium and you get these projects done. And it's just that it's weird. I've said this in about every single talk show that I've been on, and obviously yours included. I don't want to see the Big 12 go away. You hit it on the head. I've done Big 12 today. I've been on Big 12 radio on Sirius XM since basically its inception. I've loved everything about it. I don't want that to go away, but the reality is it is.
Were you at Big 12 Media Day, Chris?
No, sir, I was not.
Okay, I was just wondering if there was any inkling of this a week before.
No, there wasn't.
Okay.
There wasn't a buzz, a word, a peep, because I've talked to quite a few people that were there, quite a few people. Heck, Greg, you've probably talked to a lot of people, too. The Oklahoma to SEC and Texas to SEC talk was something of almost like message board fodder, you know, something of talk shows and maybe in a Twitter fight. Well, you're not the SEC. Well, we will be someday, you know, more than anything else. That's kind of, to me, what what this conversation always was. When it came to fruition, I have yet to find one person that has even said, oh, yeah, I heard some inkling of this.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, did Lincoln Riley know? I assume he did, but I haven't heard factually that he did before Wednesday. I mean, I can't believe he's driving down the road in his car and he hears it on, you know, a radio station locally.
Yeah, and I think Lincoln always tells us that he doesn't listen to radio anyway. He's always on the phone with recruits. I would assume, and this is just me, and I've been obviously patchworking a lot of this stuff together in my mind, that anyone that says that they know how Lincoln Riley found out probably doesn't, because he's keeping things very close to the vest and always has in every single little thing that has happened. And if someone speculates that, man, I bet Lincoln didn't even know. Okay, that can be speculation. We don't know. I think I was joking about this with one of your buddies the other day, Greg, where I'm like, if he didn't know, and if he's mad about it, then we'll find out sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
Because he might end up in Dallas or somewhere else.
I think I heard you say that, actually.
Yeah, I think that's the reality of it. But I'll say this. I'll say this, and this is what I believe more than anything else. This was not a one-year decision. This wasn't a six-month decision. This wasn't an Oklahoma is playing Nebraska at 11 a.m. We're mad and we're leaving decision. Joseph Harris is now the president, and he has been for over a year now. But Joseph Harris has been involved with the University of Oklahoma for a long time as the president of the law school or the whatever the term is, the dean, whatever. I'm not a lawyer, Greg. I just like to act like one. So president that has been around this athletic director for a long time, And I think that they think alike. And, you know, when David Bourne was there, President Bourne was not a big fan of the SEC. He always wanted to envision Oklahoma in the Big Ten or an expanded Big 12 conference. Now you're, gosh, what, 4 years removed from that? You have a whole new mindset. And I just think that it was left lane hammered down to try to get this done. So who knew?
No.
Not many people. It was a tight circle.
So many questions asked. Chris Plank and of course, you can follow him on Twitter at Plank Show. But, you know, you wear obviously several hats. You wear a couple of Sooner hats with Sports Sooner Radio Network, the sports podcast. You got a show there in Norman on 1400 AM, but also with Fox Sports Radio, Sirius XM College, all that. And so let's put your other hats on you. We answered most of the OU questions. And by the way, folks, if you got a question better than I'm answering, you can always get hold of us on the Buffalo Wild Wings text line at 405-880-2316. That's 405-880-2316 in the Buffalo Wild Wings text line. For Chris Plank, Plank Show at there on Twitter. Let's do the Big 12 thing. So
okay,
the remaining eight, I call them the orphaned eight. See if I can make that a thing on Twitter with a hashtag. But
I like it.
What do you think's going to happen? I mean, I think Oklahoma State's in pretty good shape. I just don't know where they'll end up. But, I mean, I would assume other than the SEC, some schools or some programs will talk to them, some conferences, I should say. I keep hearing the Pac-12, obviously, and they want to add four schools to make them 16 and add them as well, make it an 8-team Eastern Division, along with the two Arizona schools, Colorado, which would bring, you know, that rivalry back, Utah, and then probably, you know, an Oklahoma State, maybe one or two of the Kansas schools, Texas Tech makes sense. But they're kind of snobby like the Big Ten. They think they're special, and they've got to have special universities and blah, 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 and they don't want any religious schools. So I think Baylor, maybe TCU might be out. I know they don't want BYU for that very reason. What are you hearing, if anything, on the Orphaned Eight?
Yeah, that's the two big mysteries, right? Number one, what happens with the current teams in the Big 12? And number two, when would this move take place? I think I saw the poll that you had online, which was, hey, do you try to keep it together until the end of the rights, or do you try to go ahead and move on and do something new? And I think that a lot of what happens with when this takes place for Oklahoma depends on what becomes of the Big 12. Do these 10 teams stay together for the next 4 years, knowing that divorce is inevitable, or does Oklahoma State, Baylor, TCU, Texas Tech find themselves as a group in another conference? I think the most obvious slam dunk in all of this is that West Virginia didn't belong in the Big 12. And you would hope that for their sake, their landing spot is the ACC or something of that nature.
Yes.
Now, that gives the ACC then an odd number of teams at 15. Could they be looking westward? But I mean, there were rumors that they were talking to Texas before the whole SEC thing went down, depending on who you believe. So I hope the Big 12 stays together. I hope that these eight and maybe West Virginia says, hey, guys, we just can't do this with the travel anymore. We're off, and good for them. But maybe they juice up. Maybe they go out and talk to a couple of teams, and they get a BYU to join a conference, and they get a couple of other teams, maybe a Cincinnati to come with them, and the Big 12 becomes re-imaged, and then Oklahoma State's the power in that league. I don't know. I hope that's the case because I love the Big 12. I think the Pac-12 thing is great, but the big concern about the Pac-12 is your start times, your schedule is going to be all over the place. The travel budget becomes a little bit more problematic. So, I mean, listen, I don't know. You know, the Big Ten stuff with Ohio State now maybe kind of sniffing around the SEC, and then the rumors that Clemson and Florida State could be as well. I find that to be fascinating, but again, I don't know what the Big Ten's now next step would be. Is their next step? You know, I have a lot of friends that work in the Big Ten, and they seem pretty adamant that they're not necessarily looking to expand. But I also think, Greg, that whenever you see what happens in the SEC, it almost forces your hand. So your hope is that everyone lands in a great spot, because that, and I hope the Big 12 sticks around. I don't know that it will. But I know this, you hit it on the head, Oklahoma State's going to have options. And those options are, you know, they're not going to be with Oklahoma and Texas, but they're going to be good options, and they're going to make money, and they're going to be playing an exciting schedule. So I'm excited to see what the future is for an Oklahoma State and the rest of the Orphan Day. I don't know if the reality is that the Big Ten's going to come knocking on doors, or that the ACC is there for anyone other than West Virginia. I hope I'm wrong.
Well, if we have to assume that, you know, everybody's going to kind of join the lead of the SEC and go to at least 16 teams,
sure.
Obviously you would need four in the Pac-12. That's a good landing spot for half the Orphan Eight. And I don't think they would take Baylor, because they've shown before they don't like to take religious institutions.
Right. No, you're right on that.
TCU quasi-religious these days. They've certainly not super religious. They've already told BYU, forget it. You know, BYU makes more sense geographically there. And I would love to see BYU in the Big 12. I mean, I always have. I love those folks. They are fanatic. I'm not LDS or anything, but, you know, I respect what they do. And so, and they've got a worldwide following with their religion, always have. And
huge.
But, you know, and the West Coast thing doesn't bother me as much, because, once again, if it's those four Eastern schools, they're all in the Mountain time zone, only 1 hour difference, and you would keep, you know, four of the Big 12 teams. So, you know, you're playing three of the same guys every year that you always do. You're only going an hour west, even to play outside. So they're going to give them probably a little bit earlier games in most cases. Now, every once in a while, you're going to go to L.A. or Corvallis or Eugene or, you know, Seattle. But that's fun. I mean, you know, they're going to Boise State this year. That can't be a lot of fun either. So I would imagine that, you know, if it is Pac-12, it's going to be interesting. But, you know, you're not going to be in the same division. And once again, we get back to division. You know, what's going to happen in the SEC West? You know, you're adding two teams, so
right.
You got to mix. Is it going to be Bama and Auburn going to the East and change the balance of power a little bit more even?
Or are they going to go to quads? Are you going to have, like, where it's instead of having two divisions, which would be kind of cool, two divisions of eight, you know, that kind of pod that they had speculated at SEC Media Day, which, by the way, I still find it absolutely amazing that this thing dropped. Right as, and it was very much planned that way, but to drop right when Texas A&M is getting ready to talk at SEC Media Days. Beautifully.
I think Paul Feinbaum must have known it was happening, because he had the A&M beat guy on immediately.
Oh, he was there. It was almost as if he was waiting to jump on there. But, Greg, that's the great question. You know, and you're right on the Pac-12. Let's say the Pac-12 expands to 16, and as you mentioned, Baylor's out, but it's Tech, Oklahoma State, a TCU, and I don't know, maybe I don't know why I'm leaving out here off the top of my head. But then they go out there, you're right, with Arizona and Arizona State, it doesn't make as massive of a deal. And then think about how huge that home game would be against a USC or a UCLA. And I know Oklahoma State played UCLA back in the early 2000s in a home-and-home, but I don't know what the divisions are going to look like in the SEC. I don't know if they're going to go with quads or pods or how they're going to do it, but I know this much. They're going to find a way in their conversations with ESPN to maximize the best matchups, right?
Right.
And I get the sense that there is so much TV involved with this that we haven't even started to scratch the surface on their angling in all of this.
Last question I have from the Buffalo Wild Wings text line from the 918 area code for Chris. Wanting to know about Oklahoma State, the letter that Dr. Shrum, the new president, wrote about the disappointment in their, you know, Bedlam Brotherhood or whatever, and I didn't know that it was necessary or whatever, but that was a shot over the bow to the state legislature. I don't think the state legislature could be. I said this 10 years ago and got into it with guy down south in Austin who most people get into it with, and he's like, oh no, the state legislature in Texas will never let Texas and A&M be in different conferences. I'm like, who are you fooling yourself? And it happened 3 days later, and because I'd heard from A&M they were getting out and they'd already had an offer and all that good stuff, but how's this going to affect Bedlam? You think they ever play again, or maybe eventually, kind of like Kansas and Missouri are playing each other in basketball once a year now, starting this year after a 10-year moratorium?
Do I think it's going to happen the year after this all gets finalized? Probably not. I mean, but A&M, I mean, let's just think about this from how the initial response was from A&M to where it is 3 days later. The initial response from A&M was to leak this, to question it, fans on text.
And losing a little bit of signal there from you, Chris. Hopefully you're on a hill here in a second. But we have Chris Plank Show on Twitter. There you go.
Oh, my back. I'm sorry. Sorry.
You're good.
I live in Goldsby now, Greg. I live in the country. I live in the sticks. So
good for you.
I have like two. Yeah. I live like where there's two dead spots wherever I'm doing interviews where you lose me.
I understand.
But real quick on that, not to belabor the point too terribly much, but I just, you know, I want Bedlam to continue forever in every sport. I really do. And I know that if A&M was able to change their opinion on how mad they were after a couple of days, I hope that cooler heads realize that whenever you've got a chance to go to the SEC, you're probably going to take it. Should it have been Oklahoma and Oklahoma State over Oklahoma and Texas? Yeah, in my mind, I'd love that. But the reality is that's not right now what we think the SEC wanted. So I hope it's forever. Every single sport, but I'm sure for a while it's not going to be happening in any sport until cooler heads prevail.
Well, and one of these days I'll be able to talk about NIL and the transfer portal and
that's all right.
The things that are happening and maybe some real football on the field, too. That'll be a month away. But, Chris, always great talking to you, my friend. I appreciate all you've done for me over the years and do such a great job. And hope whatever conference the Sooners land in that you get a job with their conference network as well.
Yes, I need that. In fact, this pizza that I just bought that I'm driving home with, I'll need it to make sure I can pay for this pizza. So,
there you go.
Greg, I'm a fan. I appreciate you and your hard work, buddy. Call anytime, man.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Chris Plank, and of course, he wears a lot of hats. He has really moved up in the media world over the years, and deservedly so. He's very good, and you can follow him on Twitter at Plank Show. We'll take our final time out here from our great sponsors that keep us on the air for you each and every week. We'll be back after these messages.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine. Paid for by AARP.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Hey, sports fans, is your team playing in one of our many Oklahoma City, Edmond, or Bethany tournaments? Forget about being voluntold to organize hotel arrangements and call me, Stephanie. I have four great hotels that are sure to meet your team's needs. Come stay with us at the Holiday Inn Oklahoma City North Quail Springs, Holiday Inn Oklahoma City Airport, Staybridge Suites Oklahoma City Airport, and Holiday Inn Express and Suites Bethany. Call me, Stephanie, for the Greg Swain rate at 405-429-4400.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a five-day, four-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
And wrapping up another great week. Hope you guys have a great week coming up. Enjoying it. A lot of conference realignment. We'll have it on Twitter at G Swaim. And a lot of new followers this week, as always happens when conference realignment rears its ugly head. Want to thank Bill Van Ness for keeping us on the air. All of our great sponsors, of course, for keeping us on the air as well. Chris Plank joining us, and of course Matt Chapman from Sports Thread. Appreciate those folks as well. We'll be on next week. Have a great week, everyone.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sand and watches the ship that goes sailing.